Hey, Ralphie, tonight Dr. Luke was trending on Twitter yesterday, and if you're wondering why, of course it has to do with Kesha. They've been embroiled in this legal battle over rights and over a number of different allegations. There's a defamation lawsuit as well, but the news broke yesterday that Sony Music has cut ties with Dr. Luke and his label, Kemosabe Records. What does that mean for Luke and for Kesha and for both of them moving forward? We'll chat on Ralphie tonight with attorney Jill Stanley. She's of Celebrity legal news platform Proof with Jill Stanley over at proofwithjillstanley.com. She's also the founder of one of the nation's top litigation firms, Cohen & Cohen. Thank you for a few minutes, Jill.
Thank you, Ralphie. I'm glad to be here.
Of course. All right. So let's start first with the news that broke yesterday. Does Dr. Luke, I think the contract was running up anyways. Does he have any potential recourse with Sony Music, though, over them cutting ties or no?
Well, it depends on what the contract says. And actually, no one has seen that contract, so we don't know. The situation's interesting, though, and I think it's smart that you pointed out, because we do have this court of public opinion going on here in the Kesha Dr. Luke scenario, and I think that is really what is sparking that. So we have the situation where Kesha is very, very supportive in the court of public opinion, also among the intelligentsia, among the artists. And that does not bode well for Sony and their relationship with other artists and their reputation in the creative world. A little bit, and let me tell you why I think the timing is interesting. I think it's interesting that finally Fox gets rid of Bill O'Reilly after all this muck surrounding him, all the claims of sexual harassment, sexual assault, and they get rid of him because they, too, were facing a massive verdict in the court of public opinion, and also advertisers pulling out. I think Sony was thinking, you know what, we do not want to go this route. We have knowledge of these instances going on with Kesha, though nothing's been proven yet. But every time someone hears Dr. Luke and every time someone hears Kesha, what do we think of? Do we think of music?
No.
No. We think of lawsuits. We think of sexual assault. We think of date rape drugs. We think of just assorted tales. And Sony does not want to be part of that kind of reputation. And I think it was smart for them to come out and say very clearly, by the way, they are saying it very clearly, there is a letter from their lawyers over at Gibson Dunn to the court, to the judge on the case, saying Lucas Gottwald, which is Dr. Luke's real name, is no longer the CEO of Kemosabe Records and does not have the authority to act on its behalf. And Kemosabe, as you mentioned, is a wholly owned Sony Music entity. So the statement that we're hearing out there that they might not have severed ties is incorrect. It's over. That relationship is over.
It is kind of refreshing, and that's a great point bringing up the whole tie-in with the timing regarding Bill O'Reilly, because I didn't even think of that. But the fact that, you know, now we have another major entity that's deciding, you know what, for as many hits and for as much profit as this guy has brought us, he's certainly not worth the headache, whether it be in court, because they're essentially cutting liability ties there, in addition to, obviously, the court of public opinion, correct?
Correct, yes. In fact, Sony is very tangentially related to this case, and they're going to really be out of it. Sony and Kemosabe are going to be out of this case pretty much because Kesha has already agreed to voluntarily dismiss them from the one counterclaim in which they remained. So they're kind of free of this case, but they will not be free of Dr. Luke, and Dr. Luke is holding on tight. That's the problem. He is now fighting so hard with his own defamation case, with his own actions against Kesha, and it's not going to go away. And in fact, I think this is actually interesting, and tell me if this is too legally complex, but so there's one counterclaim left. Everything else has pretty much been knocked out on Kesha's side. And she has said, okay, you know what, Sony, I'm going to let you out. I'm going to let Kemosabe out because you really have nothing to do with what's left here in this lawsuit. It's Dr. Luke's side who's saying, Kemosabe, you're going to stay in this lawsuit. We do not agree. And so I don't think Sony likes that either. And I think that his very aggressive stance against Sony is also pushing them. If the contract was in fact terminated, or if it's in fact over now, or whatever the basis was for this very public announcement about the split, I think Sony is motivated by both things, because they just want out of this lawsuit, and they had it. They're this close to it.
Now what it sounds like, obviously Sony and Kesha are going to try to move forward, and we've already talked with at least one producer who's in the studio with Kesha, so she's obviously trying to release new music, and now has gotten probably a little closer to making that happen. But on the flip side, this doesn't sound like it's over at all, because if Dr. Luke successfully sues Kesha for defamation, he's going to go after Sony, isn't he?
It depends. actually. And it really depends how, if the jury returns a verdict and how they return it and what is the basis for it. I don't know about, I appreciate the inside information that you have about whether she's continuing to work with Sony. I don't know that at this point.
No, she is. I know that for, yeah, no, she's still, okay. Because she's under contract with them. And that was part of her initial lawsuit. She was basically saying, look, like, you know, get me out of this contract because I have no other way to record. And then it was Sony that came in and said, all right, you know what? Record with people outside of Dr. Luke. We'll try to make this work. And Kesha's counterclaim to that was, okay, but if he's still with the company, he's going to exert his influence to make sure that that music isn't promoted properly and or doesn't see the light of day.
Exactly. Well, we all know what happened with the Billboard Awards.
Certainly, this is far from over. Appreciate the legal insight from attorney Jill Stanley. Again, you can find her at proofwithjillstanley.com. Jill, thanks for the 411. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Ralph. You take care.